This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Mary, middle name is Kay, K-A-Y, Hunter, H-U-N-T-E-R, date of birth April 14th, 1959. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Hunter with hypertension, a partial right nephrectomy, and history of kidney stones. Her last visit was February 20th of this year. Her weight is stable, but she has noticed that her heart rate is more irregular when she checks it recently. And she does have an appointment to see her cardiologist within the next month. And she might be discussing an ablation to correct the atrial fibrillation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She's anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, and diltiazem is 240 milligram one twice a day. Also calcium and multivitamin daily. Physical exam, weight 200 pounds. Pulse 86 and irregular. Oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is irregular today. The rate is controlled at 86. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 11th of 2023. Creatinine is improved at 0.87 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.3, albumin is 4.3, calcium 9.2, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin is 14.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension, currently at goal. Two, partial right nephrectomy. Three, history of kidney stones. Four, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently in atrial fibrillation. She is anticoagulated. She's rate controlled with the diltiazem. We would like her to have lab studies done for us every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.